Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita, our free weekly call offered through Palais Center. And my name is Sucharita, and I'm happy to be doing this weekly call, especially today, because we are experiencing the actual sun transit into the next zodiac sign, which is the sign of Scorpio. And that's what our weekly call has been based upon. The sun's transit every month will actually wake up that intelligence inside of us that is being impacted upon us, whether we pay attention to it or not, by the sun's transit every month. So, and then every week we set our goals and see if we can meet those goals or see what the obstacles are and then apply the practices to our daily life in that area of our life. So we'll find out today from Radha, our Vedic astrologer, who is volunteering her services and her expertise in how to get the most out of the sun transit into Scorpio in the next 30 days. So we'll do a meditation, and then we'll ask Radha to come on and share with us what the benefits are of the sun's transit into the sign of Scorpio and how we can get the most out of it in our life, how we apply it in our life to get the most out of it. So all the benefits, and then also the sort of the things that we need to be aware of that maybe we can fall into a trap, and then so we can avoid that, those kinds of situations. And then also it's really important to understand that the sun, because it is the ultimate intelligence and the light within us, it will ask us those questions. Hey, it's illuminating that area of our life. Do we really want to have this kind of life, or do we want to make the changes or make the commitment at least to take the steps to make the changes? And then asking the divine to come in and to create the miracles. And that's what Dr. Palais' programs are all about, is yes, we can know on an intellectual level, we can know on a philosophical level, we can know on a practical level that these things in our life is just not changing, are just not changing. And then what to do about it. We can't blame anyone because we've already tried doing that. We can't even blame our own selves from past life things because now we know we can clean those up. The patterns will continue on, but then what do we do in our day-to-day life as we move along, and then our karmas come? Karmas are nothing but our own thoughts about what we wanted to do from previous lifetimes, and then they started to take effect, and then we started to act upon those thoughts, and then so on it goes. So every month we are looking at what the sun is illuminating, what area of our life the sun is illuminating, and then what we can do to take charge of that, to be empowered by that, to take the steps to create goals that are attainable for us. Sometimes people say, listen, I just want the big leapfrog, and I'm going to go for that, and I have full faith, and I'm totally positive about it, and it's going to happen, and I'm going to turn it over to the divine, and it's going to happen. Some of us are not quite there yet, so we have to take little leap, little steps, little leapfrogs, you know, jumping over the next hurdle that we have. So that's okay. Whatever way you're going to do it, just set your goal for this month, for the area of your life that you want to, this area of the life that's been illuminated by the sun, and then what you want to do to overcome those issues, or to have a breakthrough with those issues, or to even have a leapfrog and just completely, you know, jump over those issues, and then it gets all resolved in a divine way. Either way, it's going to be a divine way. It just depends on what's natural for you and what you have full faith in. And so if you have full faith in the step-by-step, perfect. Do it that way. If you have full faith in the big leap into the next thing, away over the issue and then onward onto your next goal and never to repeat that mistake again, then good, go for it. If you're stuck, then note that you're stuck and just make that commitment to use the sun's energy to get out of that situation. Just surrender it to the sun's transit into Scorpio, because Scorpio is all about transformation. It's about death as well, or disease, chronic illness. It's also about going deep into your spiritual path. And it's easy to do it. It's not like you have to dig down, dig hard. It can be really fast, but it can also be very intense. So we are getting the blessings of Scorpio, the sun moving into Scorpio, which will help us to feel that sunlight within us, that intelligence within us. Because without the sun, as we know, there is no growth. There's nothing here on this earth plane if we don't have a sun. So the sun is all about seeing what we need to do, pulling out the weeds, so to speak, of our internal garden, and then allowing some new blossoms to come up, some new flowering, or some new, depending on the garden that you have, some new growth. And then that will come up because the weeds are pulled out. We've seen them. We've asked the divine to dissolve them away. We definitely don't want to repeat those weeds of mistakes in our life. And then we move forward. So let's let's just recap what's gone on for the past week. Past couple of days anyways, we had a sixth moon and an eighth moon and a ninth moon. Those are pretty intense moons. You can find out about that if you're new to the program. You can look up on astroved.com on the calendar. It might even have it at Ply Center as well. But we have a calendar that tells us what moon days are available for us to tap into. The energy of the moon is really important every week. So the moon days that we tapped into this week were the sixth moon, and that was on a Tuesday, and that was helping us to get Mars energy into our being, and that we could, instead of fighting or having conflict in our life, we can have the energy to, clean up our lives and have that enlightenment from within, using the veil as a tool to access the grace of Lord Maruga, who is the overlord of Mars, and then he is a spiritual warrior, and he can help us to overcome any kind of negativity, whether it's disease of the body, the mind, the soul, pain, anxiety, suffering, that's impacting our life, and we haven't been able to resolve. So you can revisit that recording from last week and the meditation and work with the veil. There's been lots of meditations on the veil previous to this one, the past one. So you can scroll down on the Sundays with Sucharita blog and then, listen to those recordings. And then also go on to Ply Center YouTube, and Dr. Ply talks about the veil as well. And so then we also had an eighth moon, an eighth waning moon in particular, and then Kalabhairava's energy was available. And as I shared yesterday in a class, a weekly call, in another program, I was experiencing, I had an experience with Kalabhairava that I was really wanting to, have a sign right away, because Kalabhairava is just like about time. You don't have to wait. And so I had done on the day of Kalabhairava, which was, I think it was Thursday or Friday this week, I had gone and done an Abhishekam to, I have a statue of Kalabhairava here, and I had done an Abhishekam to the statue and a couple of yantras as well, and I did the mantra, and I did the puja offering, and I wanted a sign right away that I was not just experiencing this shift in energy inside of me, but I wanted it to show up in life, that I wasn't going to have to wait, that my karma was going to be changing, that things were going to be no longer like it always has been, or the patterns in the past have been annihilated, and that I would start with a fresh, clean slate. and that I would have the energy and also that optimism coming through that, okay, my goal, I'm going to set these really outrageous goals and I'm going to meet them. And so I needed a sign to inside of myself and a practical sign that something had shifted. And so sure enough, I had heard the doorbell ring, went down, and there was one of those notices to go to the pharmacy, the mailbox, the postal office, and then go and collect a package. And so I went to get the package. I walked, came back home, and I opened the package, and there it was from Ashurved, was my Raksha plate from my Nadi leaf reading that I had energized. It's one of the remedies that everyone does when they have a Nadi reading. Then they get a Raksha plate, which is a protection plate. It's the deity that's going to protect you from this point onwards and maybe until your next Nadi leaf reading, or maybe if you don't ever have another one, you have that for protection. And so this particular Raksha plate had come as soon as I had asked the divine. I had asked Kala Bhairava, give me a sign that my karma from the past and past lives, because that's what the Nadi leaf reading is all about. It tells you the past life that was significant, it was messing you up in this lifetime. And the patterns were still there. The residual patterns were still there. And so I was so happy to receive this because I had missed it by a couple of days. I had to wait from when I had left India. I could have received it, but then my flight was leaving, and then they said, no, we're not going to be able to finish it because it had gone. They had empowered it with a mantra. They say a mantra, and this in particular was a very long mantra that they had to, the priest in India, the Vedic specialist, has to pray to your Raksha plate to energize it, to protect you from thereafter, to remove the sins of the past. And daily they would say it. They said this 108 times, a very long mantra prayer. On my behalf, and they did it for 144 days. And so the priest had pinged me, and he had said on Skype, he said, oh, ma'am, I'm so sorry, I won't be able to get it to you before you leave Delhi, but we'll send it to you, and then it'll come to Canada where you are. And so I was a little bit disturbed, but that's okay, because I was pretty, I'd been in India for quite a long time, I was pretty energized, empowered from all the temples that I had gone to and all the different rituals that I had attended and all the empowerments that I had, and I'd seen Dr. Pillai a few times, and so I was pretty, supercharged. So I was like, yeah, okay, you know, that's fine. But then when I got back to Canada and it was freezing cold here, it was totally a different kind of life that I had in India, and it was a bit of an adjustment period, and then there were some things that had come up, especially with this, with Saturn transiting into my eighth house from the moon, which is the house of obstacles and delays as well. I forgot to mention that at the beginning when we were speaking about the sun. But so it's also about obstacles and delays. And whenever Saturn goes into a place or a sign or a house that is related to obstacles and delays, you think you have obstacles and delays, this is really going to slow things down with Saturn there. So it really was taking effect on me at November 2nd transit, and I could start to feel it, and I thought, oh, well, I'm propitiating Saturn, and really these past couple weeks, up until I had received my Raksha plate, I was like, oh, my God, this is for real. These planets really impact us. When they're transiting, they're trying to wake something up inside of us that says, you have to do something about this. Otherwise, this is how it's going to be for the next 2.5 years. So what does that all mean? We'll find out more about that from Radha. She'll probably talk about the Saturn's transit into the eighth house, because Sun is moving into the eighth house, the natural eighth house. It just happens to be my eighth house from an Aries moon. So that's where I was, correlating the two. So if you haven't had a Naughty Leaf reading yet, I really highly recommend it for you, because I hadn't intended to have one. But then when I went to India and I had, the Naughty Reader was there, as I mentioned before, during my stay. It was as if the Naughty had come and said, I need to tell you something. And it was as if my soul had said, I need to get this information and then get it remedied, because this was just before the Saturn transit into my eighth house of delays, obstacles, death, chronic diseases, and then also transformation. So these planets are telling us a story of our life, and they're giving us clues, and then we, with Dr. Pillai's grace and blessings, who has brought this information to us so that it is available to us, because not everybody in the world has access to this. And even if they do have access to it, they won't understand it. So if you're here and you're one of those people who wants to find out more about what your purpose is right at this point in time, and there's something, you know, calling from deep within, you got to find the answer. Or there's just not, something's just not right here. I see the pattern. I just have been doing everything. And I am a positive person. I have faith, but there's just something that's preventing me from living an outrageous life, or even just setting outrageous goals. You know, there's a hesitancy to set outrageous goals, because what if it doesn't work? Then I'll be more depressed. I'll be more despondent or dejected. You know, so we don't want to be that in life. So there's always a choice. So the Naughty Leaf reading is really, really a powerful reading. It gives you a prediction, but not just that. It gives you that energization. You clean up the karmas of the past, and then you have this plate, this Raksha plate, that now is in a silver amulet holder, and then I just can wear it. And when I put it on, I've had many Naughty Leaf readings in the past, and each time, I've put it on, and it's been a different kind of energy. This is a different deity that was propitiated on my behalf. And so this particular Raksha plate, which is kind of like a yantra, a very thin copper plate, and then you roll it up and you put it in the amulet holder and then you wear it. And so yesterday when I put it on, I was like, holy cow, this is really, I feel very blessed. I feel very protected. I feel like, you know, I'm totally connected to this deity that I haven't been connected to and that I need to be connected to at this point in time. So there's this, as Dr. Pillai says and has been saying in the past few weeks anyways, is that you can have faith at an intellectual level or a philosophical level, or on a day-to-day level, your willpower can get you through. But then there will be times where, you know, the fate, it doesn't make sense. Your life, your karmas are coming out of nowhere, and then it doesn't make sense that there's no forward progress. So this will help you to establish or reestablish faith in the divine and in an archetype or a divine being or a guru, goddess, god, whatever, saint, sage, siddha, whoever it is that you resonate with, that is trying to give you a message and give you some protection and give you some empowerment, give you some teaching from higher realms to guide you thereafter, then, you know, then your life will unfold in a whole new way, and you will avoid those problematic areas that are coming up in life, and then you can, you know, kind of sail over them or just pass through them invisibly. So that is what happened with me on Kalabhairava moon, and then we had the ninth moon, and I was having coaching calls. I do one-to-one coaching calls with people, and people were really having breakdowns, and they were saying, I'm so confused in the past couple of days. I forget things. I am forgetting important calls, important meetings that I have to do, go to, all kinds of things that I don't do normally. Or I had a big fight with someone, big conflict, a big argument, or, you know, there was something that just was terrible news. Someone had died suddenly in my life, or someone had been diagnosed with a cancer or some disease. Really terrible, terrible things. That's the ninth moon. The ninth moon, you know, waning is all about, you know, the god of death and transformation. So you can be really confused at that time. That's why they say on the eighth and ninth waning moons, you should just go to the divine. Just do your spiritual practices. It's not that you quit your life those couple of days, but you don't do anything too important. So if you can reschedule important things in your life, then do that during those 2 days, two moon days, especially on the waning cycle. And then go and do more of your spiritual practices instead of watching TV or going and entertaining, because that's kind of pacifying or soothing for you as you're going through your confused moments. Go and do your spiritual practice. And you might have to you know, work really hard to do your spiritual practice, like to make more effort to do it, but just go ahead and do it and repeat it if you need to. That will be a better use of your time. So we're coming out of that, and then we're getting some new structure in place and thinking about, okay, when we go into the waxing moon cycle, what's that going to do for us in the coming couple of weeks, so that we can, by the full moon, we can manifest something that's tangible, and that we can see, oh, I set my goal, I did my spiritual practices, and here's what manifested for me. Because time flies, doesn't it? So within 2.5 weeks or so, we want to have manifested something significant. Otherwise, as Dr. Ply says, then what are you doing? You're just doing blind faith. You have blind faith. So we don't want to have blind faith where we're just, oh, please, God, help me, help me, help me. God will. That's fine. But then also, day to day, we shouldn't just be waiting for crisis, critical moments in our life, crisis management. Pray to God for crisis management. Yeah, you do that, but why not be just managing the life and not having crisis? Or if crisis does come, it just comes once in a while. So to understand your faith is to test it. And everybody's test is going to be different, because everybody is different. Everybody's got a karma that they have to play out. Everybody's got experiences that they need to experience internally and externally in the life. So whether you talk amongst your friends or family members or colleagues, that's going to be their idea of what you should or should not do. Even when you're just listening to myself or Radha or anyone on the spiritual path, we are just going to say what's happening with other people, what's happening with us, but ultimately that's just going to be encouraging you or discouraging you from doing silly things. But it's going to wake something up inside of you that says, hey, wait a minute, I got to try this for myself. I got to do my meditations. I got to do my rituals, my remedies, my mantras, participate in services, because that's what resonates with me. Maybe I need to get an audio leaf reading. Maybe I need to get another reading, another type of reading. Maybe I need to just wake something up so I'm not stuck anymore, and then go from there. But thanks for offering the information, and then I'm going to take action and experience it for myself. And then that's what will give you true faith, because you will have experimented. You will have tested something out, and you will have seen the results. So, having said all that, for those of you who need to go, thanks for joining. You can listen to the rest of this recording. That'll be posted to the blog after the call, sometime this week, maybe today or tomorrow, or whenever it gets posted. And then just enjoy listening to the preview of what is going to be happening with the sun transiting into Scorpio this month. Because that's a reminder of what area in your life that you need to focus on. Then you'll be in the natural flow of things. You won't be going against nature. So you'll be nurturing yourself in a natural way. And then things can happen much quicker and smoother and with more grace and ease. So those of you who are going to stay on the call, we will ask Radha to join us now for the forecast of what's going to be happening as the sun transits into Scorpio in this next 30 days. Rod, are you there? Oh, I have to take you out of lecture mode, sorry. Yeah, you're on now, if you can just press star 6.
Hi, this is Radha. Can you hear me?
Perfectly. Thanks, Radha. How are you today?
Oh, great. Yeah, thank you. I really enjoyed the meditation, and I always really like hearing your comments, like before and after, because it just kind of like, it's really interesting. I just kind of hear what I need to hear, you know, for where I am this day and this week and, you know, in the spiritual path. So it's really helpful. I appreciate it.
Oh, great. Well, I'm looking forward to, everyone else is looking forward to hearing about the sun transit into Scorpio and whatever else you have to share with us. So go for it.
Great. Yeah. So just want to have a little conversation about the upcoming month. The sun has just entered Scorpio this morning. It's interesting. We're like in the perfect timing. Yet in Eastern Standard Time, sun entered Scorpio at 7:25 this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and sun is going to be moving through Scorpio until December 15th. And because sun has entered Scorpio, which is, we call it as a fixed sign. Signs could be fixed or movable or both. And Scorpio is known as fixed water, and that in itself shows you like the mysterious nature of Scorpio, because how can water be fixed? It's almost like impossible. How can you fix water? It's constantly moving and flowing.
Mm.
But anyway, the sun, anytime it enters into one of the four fixed signs, such as right now, it initiates this 9-hour period of time called Vishnupati. And so we're in this time right now, and we will be until about 4:25 p.m. Eastern time today, or 1:25 p.m. Pacific time. And,
great.
This is like when the energy of Vishnu is abundantly available. You know, Dr. Pillai has said many times, you know, you can't just pray randomly and get the results. There's certain windows of time when different energies are available. So now Vishnu is available. And you know, if we offer our prayers, Vishnu can bless us with wealth, with healing, with transformation, spiritual bliss. So definitely I'm looking forward to honoring Vishnu later today, and his mantras, Om Namo Narayanaya, one of his mantras. And let's see, so Scorpio is the natural eighth house of the zodiac, and it's ruled by the action-oriented planet Mars. Its name in Sanskrit is Vrishika, and it's symbolized by a scorpion. Scorpions can sting, as you know, and sometimes they're even poisonous. But on the other hand, you know, poison can hurt us, but it can also be a medicine, because like a vaccine or a homeopathic medicine, certain plants too, you know, a small amount of poison is actually the medicine that heals you. So Scorpio is really representing the hidden side of life and occult powers. And if you look in the dictionary, occult, it just means of or relating to supernatural powers or practices and secrets. It's a house having to do with transformation. Also, change, obstacles, mysteries. It can bring about growth through pain. It could bring about unearned wealth, like gains, like legacies or gifts. It could bring about disturbing events, illness, or any type of obstacles. So this is the type of, this is the energy that is being activated, and it's interesting because there are a lot of planets that are in Scorpio right now or are going to be during this next month. And so anytime you have quite a few planets in one sign, it's like putting a lot of attention into that area of life. It's putting, could put a lot of pressure too. In this case, pressure that would spur us to positively transform. So we know that the sun is going to be in Scorpio. The sun is our soul. The sun is the king of the solar system, and it's a planet of life force and integrity. Also, Saturn is in Scorpio, the slow-moving planet of discipline, service, and compassion. Venus is currently in Scorpio. Venus is a planet of beauty, love, devotion, the arts, and goddess consciousness. And Mercury will be entering into Scorpio soon. Let's see, actually on the 24th. Mercury is a planet of communication, business, money, astrology. So actually Jupiter is aspecting Scorpio. And so Jupiter is like giving like a golden beneficial aspect. Like it means he's looking at, you know, there's a lot of things going on in Scorpio right now. And Jupiter, the 200% planet of 100% spiritual, 100% material, is giving this golden aspect and blessing because Jupiter is really strong now. He's exalted. And so this is actually can bring us the energy to create fixed assets that will be producing income for years to come. So this is a really positive thing. And this this positive Kubera Yoga, it's called, where with Jupiter's aspect, is going to be happening through June for the next 6 months or so, or 7 months. So let's see. The owner or the overlord of Scorpio is Mars. And Mars is a planet of action and of courage and problem solving. And Mars is going to become exalted and extra powerful on the 27th. That happens to be Thanksgiving Day in the U.S. And so basically, at that point, Saturn and Mars will be, like, Mars will be sitting in Saturn's sign, which is Capricorn. And Saturn is sitting in Mars' sign, which is Scorpio. So it's kind of like, you know, if I go and I go and stay in your house, and then if for a while, and then you come and stay in my house, you know, like we're each in each other's house. We're going to take really good care of the house. We're not going to trash it or leave it all dirty.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's a good thing. You know, it's like we're mutually supporting each other. So
right.
Mars and Saturn. It's pretty nice, huh?
Yeah, I like that analogy.
Yeah. So basically, what I'm seeing is there could be a lot of pressure here to transform anything that's not working in our lives and in the world in general. But definitely we in Vedic astrology, we always have remedies to make things go smoother and more positively. And one of them would be to invoke Maruga, the Pleiadian god, because he's going to be very, very powerful. He's bringing in the Pleiadian energy to help and to guide our transformations. And also, just for me, I always like to do remedies for Saturn, especially on Saturdays, of doing something to help other people, especially people who are suffering from poverty or a physical handicap or any kind of problems, serious problems like that, like feeding people or making a donation to Tripura Foundation, etc. Because Saturn loves that. He's a planet of compassion. He's a taskmaster, but he's also a planet of compassion. And when we step up to the plate and we help others, he just gives so many blessings. It's really great. So having this many planets in the natural eighth house of the zodiac, you know, it could bring some pressure to we're going to overcome these obstacles now, and we're going to change and transform. The sun is a star with intense light, and this light can reveal that which is no longer serving us, and sometimes it can feel painful. We might have to literally or figuratively clean out the junk from the closets and confront our fears or our painful old patterns of the past. But see, it's like our big opportunity to achieve victories over longstanding obstacles and to evolve. This is a good time to let go of a lower way of being in order to move on to a new and more empowered state. The energy in Scorpio actually represents the Kundalini energy, and this is the primal life force. And it's like this primal life force is just breaking down anything that's blocking its flow. And this could create upheavals and changes. But the best thing to do here is don't try to swim upstream. Don't try to go against the current. Go with the flow of these evolutionary changes. Go with the divine flow, and you'll be on a path towards evolving into more light and more higher consciousness. And just on a practical level, if you're experiencing obstacles of any kind, the elephant-headed god Ganesha is a being who specializes in removing obstacles. He has such a high intelligence. And I recommend checking out Dr. Pillai's videos on Ganesha solutions, because he got inspired by Ganesha himself a couple months ago after Ganesha's birthday to create a series of videos, short videos on Ganesha. And he talks about Ganesha's power in bringing intelligence and memory. And he talks about the unfailing Ganesha, Poya Ganapati, who just always responds. And he talks about a number of other different themes about how Ganesha can help us. So there'll be a link to that in the blog post. And as always, Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha is one of the mantras for invoking Ganesha. And Om Suryaya Namaha invokes the sun. So that's the little intro I have on that. Sucharita, do you have any comments to add?
That was a great intro and heads up for what we can, you know, focus on in the next, in today especially, Vishnupati. So, you know, really, we've heard from so many people over the years when they pray to Lord Vishnu, Om Namo Narayanaya, as you mentioned. That's a very simple mantra to use. You can go on to YouTube or Pillai Center, or Pillai Center itself, the website, and find out about how you can access that mantra in Dr. Pillai's voice. And you can just play it all the time, or you can just chant it, you know, in your heart center. And then any time during these, as you said, it's a window of time of about 9 hours. Vishnupati only happens, I think it's, what, every maybe six times a year or every 6 weeks. I can't remember. What is it? Every 6 weeks?
Actually, it's about every 3 months.
Oh, every 3 months. Good, good.
So
that
only,
you're
only
here.
Four times a year.
Four times a year. So Vishnupanti, this is the last one of this year then, I imagine.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. So if you haven't had a money miracle this year, or a significant one that you can call it as significant and that is something memorable, and you were, you know, haven't been accessing Vishnu's energy, then try it out. Just all day long, you can just be saying it internally. You can be playing the mantra. You can be meditating on Vishnu. You can join a service through AstroVet or Pillai Center. I think they still have something going on at Pillai Center. I'm just looking out here. It's an interactive fire lab that you can participate in, and that's going to be really helpful in bringing that energy to you. So as Dr. Pillai said, just randomly chanting or mechanically chanting or robotically chanting the mantra is a step in the right direction, but then you have got to kind of feel the energy, and then that's how you'll know that you're connected to Vishnu today during Vishnupati, and pray for the money miracle. We've heard over the years, so many people, including myself and Rod as well, that we've had money miracles come to us through Vishnu's grace. So when you're praying on this day, this is kind of like you show up at the right place at the right time, and you're saying the right thing, and you're committing to it, or you know, having some sort of discipline in place. You're doing the best you can to focus on this, and we'll see what happens hereafter. So, and then also Vishnu is associated with our ancestors. So we want to experience the blessings coming from our ancestors. If we've been doing tarpanam, you know, on some regular routine, or maybe just whenever we remember, and you can just pray to Lord Vishnu, help me to do tarpanam every day as a daily practice, just like I would brush my teeth every day before I leave. Help me to remember to do my tarpanam, because I really need my ancestors' blessings. So Vishnu will definitely be bringing to you the blessings from your ancestors if you pray to him for that kind of thing, because that's where, as Rod had mentioned, all these planets in Scorpio can bring unexpected gains, like inheritances or some sort of unearned gain that you didn't, you know, go to a job and then put your time in and then get paid. That came out of nowhere. So, you know, we're trying to make the connections for everybody to understand that this is a window of time that just pray, even if you can only do 108 Om Namo Narayanaya mantras on your mala beads, or as some people were mentioning last week, on their fingers, they were counting the different digits and then keeping track that way. However you do it, maybe you put a tick on a piece of paper. Maybe you'll write out the mantra. People have had tremendous benefits and transformation on the inner plane as well as in their outer world when they're writing mantras, because it helps to quiet the mind and really focus the mind on the mantra, and then the mantra seems to take over. It's not like you're writing a paper or, I don't know, some other thing that you have to do for work. It's a different energy that comes through. And then so you can write out the mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya. You can chant the mantra. You can meditate on the mantra. You can read about Lord Vishnu. You can read about Vishnupati on Pillai Center or AstroVed. And then that will take you into the realm of this archetype. And then when you're in the realm or the energy or the vortex of this archetype, then he will invoke inside of you something that you're kind of like showing you your blind spot that's blocking things from happening. So if you're in your rational mind and you, as Dr. Ply says, if you're in your rational mind and you're thinking, there's no way I'm not going to get an inheritance from anyone because there's nothing there, then you're not allowing, you've shut the door to the grace coming from the divine realms. And I can share with you something that happened with me. This was a few years ago. A relative had died and I got a check in the mail, and I had no idea that I was going to receive this check in the mail. So I had been doing the tarpanum, and then it just came out of nowhere, this relative that had decided to bless me with some money, and I was able to go to India. That's how much it was. So that was... that was an incredible blessing coming out of nowhere, but I just had decided that I would really wanted to pray to the ancestors and ask for their blessings, because we don't know who the ancestors are. They can be obvious ones who we know, the relatives, aunts, uncles, cousins, things like that, but there can be ancestors coming through that will just make it happen in a very miraculous way. Mm-hmm. So it's a great time to pray to Vishnu, pray to the sun. Right now it's snowing here and it's very gray and overcast in Toronto. And I'm just praying to the sun, please don't have winter start so early, because it's going to go on for months and months. That's my rational mind saying it's going to go on for months and months. But there can be periods of time where the sun can pop in and heat things up and make things to not be so gray and overcast. But then it's also an opportunity, you can look at the silver lining in everything. You know, if we look at the silver lining in the gray cloud, then we can understand that, okay, there's a divine reason for maybe having this type of weather. And then for myself, I'm only speaking from my experience right now. What is it telling me? Well, it's telling me maybe, just do your spiritual practices. Just stay inside. Create warmth inside. Create that space inside of your place. As Radha mentioned, this is a time where you can stay inside and clean up the closets or clean up your paperwork, tidy up your life, get rid of clutter. If it was a nice, beautiful day, I'd be outside and, avoiding doing all that, those kinds of things. So we can be in our old mind and continue to avoid things that need to be attended to or addressed. Or there's going to be a pressure cooker situation with all these planets in Scorpio that's going to cause transformation, whether it's going to, blow the lid off of us and just be a lot of steam, or it just gives us that internal energy that can drive us, I just feel all this energy to clean out my closets, to clean up my paperwork, all my important works, to set my goals that I haven't really had the energy to do, or even the desire. There's no desire. Yeah, I can have energy. I can create that. But do I really want to? No, I don't really care about it. So it can give you that passion. With Mars in Capricorn, it's in an exalted position. And then Saturn in Scorpio, it's in an exalted Mars's house. So each other is exchanged places. And so they're kind of giving each other's house a break, new energy coming in. So it'd be like, as Radha said, it'd be like I'm going and visiting her place and she's visiting my place. And then I'm bringing a new energy into her space and she's bringing a new energy into my space. It kind of shakes things up without doing anything. I'm going to appreciate her place and leave it in, you know, a great condition, and she's going to appreciate my place and leave it in a great condition. But then have brought all this love and attention and care and appreciation, you know, for my well-being. And I'm going to do the same for her. So that's the same with Mars and Saturn. They're going to help us to appreciate those areas of our life that we haven't been able to appreciate. We haven't been able to have the energy to pay attention to. So that's the heads up for this 30 days ahead in this special time where we're going to ask for the blessings of Lord Vishnu, ask for a money miracle, especially in the next few hours. So just take your time to do that, and it will, that time will be well invested. And you may experience it right away, may experience it down the road, but this is the last one, the Vishnupati's last one of this year. So end the year with the blessings and your own connection to Vishnu, who helps you to, you know, protect your projects, your, you know, sustain, keep that energy sustained, you know, protect you from negative forces or negative people in your life, and then move your everything forward with more grace and ease, or just like going with the divine flow, as Radha said it. And I so appreciate that, is to just remember we don't have to swim upstream or go against people or go against the current. You know, we can just wiggle our way and just go with the stream, go with the flow. So that's what I had to feed back to you, Radha, about your heads up for the next sun transit.
Great. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
let's go with the flow, the evolutionary flow.
I love it. I love it. And then, yes, you also mentioned Lord Muruga, and it's so interesting because he seems to be with us every week. So that is a sign. It's a sign that the Pleiades are not kidding. They're not just some group of stars out there. It's an energy that's impacting us, and it's making us to pay attention. And so when we chunk it down and just can look ahead week to week and carry our veil, pour the milk or juice or water on the veil, energize it, hold it in our hand, put it in our pocket, put it in our car or at our desk or somewhere where we'll be reminded that we're here on this path together and in this world at this time when the Pleiades are really going to heal the planet and go against our rational thought process and go against what we see it as, you know, wars or disease or, you know, debt. That's so in our face all the time, but we can go against that, or we not go against it, but we can use Lord Muruga's energy to dissolve that so it doesn't impact us, and so that we don't get pulled or into that, and then take it to that higher place where we're saying, Lord Muruga, please stop the wars in the world. You know, stop the disease, stop the debt from getting out of control. There has to be, you know, divine intervention. And because we have Dr. Ply's grace and blessings to call on these divine beings and to get out of our human limited thinking where, oh, I'm just this little peanut in Toronto or wherever you are in the world, and say, I can't do anything about it. Yeah, you can. You can just pray to these divine beings, especially Lord Muruga, and then have the veil to remind you all the time. Just say a prayer for yourself and say a prayer for the world, and then we'll feel the energy of the Pleiades coming and healing the planet. So that was a good reminder again. Thanks, Radha.
Yeah, definitely. And when Mars becomes exalted, it's going to be on in about a week and a half, in November 27th. It's really interesting that it's also on Thanksgiving Day. And then it's also going to be on a sixth moon, which this is the moon when Muruga is most available, when his energy comes to the Earth plane. And later on that same day, the Dhanishta star is going to start, which is owned by Mars, Maruga.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a star that has to do with creating wealth for ourselves and the world. It's like manifesting. We learn to manifest for ourselves and for the world. And impeccable timing.
It's totally impeccable. And what a time to have it. Thanksgiving, you know. Thank God, right? So that's a really powerful time slot, 27th of Thursday. I've just marked it in the calendar. Thanks, Radha.
Yeah, and we have some powerful days this week, too. At least in North America, on Wednesday, it's going to be Pradosham. In India,
right.
It'll be on Thursday, which, you know, they call it as a Guru Pradosham, because Thursday is the day of the Guru. And this is, and it's, you know, each Pradosham is a chance to get our karmas removed. And then if it's falling on a Thursday, like in India it is, if we have had any curses from a guru in the past lives, then that's something that's hard to remove, but it can be removed during this time if we do the Pradosham rituals.
Yeah. Well, and it's also... The guru is also like anybody who's been a mentor in past lives or in this life too, right? Where they've been maybe a teacher or a mentor or maybe a boss, maybe a parent who's been, you know, quite authoritative and wanted only our best, you know, the best to come out of us, but that was the way that we needed to be taught. And then we maybe didn't agree with them. We had a disagreement with them. That energy can stay with us for this whole life. So, but it can also be erased when we are showing up at the right time to erase it. So that's great if you're in India. Even if you're not in India, you can tune in. So tune in at that time on Thursday, Friday this week. And just pray wholeheartedly. Look, I'm in this time zone, and I know that I have dissed, you know, somebody who has tried to mentor me or guide me or teach me in this lifetime. And then it's not been forgotten, and it's not been erased on an energetic level. It may have been forgotten by that person who cursed you. And a curse doesn't mean, oh, I curse you, you are damned. It can mean they're just so hurt by you. So their pain, being hurt by you not taking their advice or, you know, you didn't respect them or whatever happened, you will know it's your life story. So, and it will become clearer and clearer now that you've mentioned it, Radha. I invite everybody to take a look at that in the coming days and just say to yourself, listen, I want to clean up. I want to come clean. I want to transform this. I want to let it go. It's like carrying extra luggage around. It's too much weight and bad memories. So if you can, you know, just do a little mental check, walk down memory lane, and just jot it down, and you don't have to dwell in it. You don't have to, you know, feel bad about it. It's just, hey, this is a mental checklist of the people who I have dissed or disrespected, or I didn't take the advice. And whether they're hurt or not by it, I won't know. But if it's showing up in my life where nobody's paying attention to me or they're not respecting me, it's because that energy is still surrounding you and people don't see you for who you want them to see you as right now, as you are right now. So then what to do is on Pradosham, whether you are here in the West and then tapping into the energy of the East for that Guru Pradosham, I invite everybody to do that. It's a really powerful time of that a Pradosham does fall on a Thursday and that you can get your karma removed so easy. Because you're just showing up at that time and you're saying, I can't do anything else about this. I don't want this to be a bad memory anymore for anyone. And then Guru's grace, because Guru just means the dispeller of darkness. Whatever you're ignoring, If you're ignoring this energy that's trapped within you, then you need the grace of Guru to dispel this darkness or this negative energy. And then, Tirunal Kanta Makaro Sivayanama. Makaro Sivayanama means to get the karma done fast. So, again, doing the Pradosham, you can read about that on Fly Center or Astroved. You can also listen to previous calls that we've had here in this program that are posted to the blog. And then there's also practices and meditations that we've done here on Sundays with Sucharita, or you can do the practices, the home practices that you can read about or listen to or watch through Ply Center YouTube or through PlyCenter.com or AstroVed.com. And there's also AstroVed blog as well, which is really helpful for these kinds of astrological timings where there's an energy that's coming through that's going to impact us, gives us a heads up on what we can do. So just chanting the mantra, that doesn't cost you anything except your time. And then it doesn't even take a lot of time to do it. So it's very worth your while to tap into Pradosham energy this week.
Yeah, definitely. I remember hearing that Dr. Pillai said that even just several years ago, not many people in the world were observing Pradosham in India or elsewhere.
Yeah.
But then now, it's like being reawakened. And I heard that he said that that's one sign of the golden age is coming, is when people start to observe Pradosham and use it to remove their karma, and especially if they do that in groups.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, and, it's really important. I've started to look forward to the Pradoshams. When I first started doing it, I didn't really feel much. But then now it's actually, I do feel more, and I'm looking forward to it. And the last Pradosham we had two weeks ago, I actually scheduled an appointment to meet with someone during that time frame, and so I missed doing my Pradosham remedies, like within an hour and a half around sunset, which I don't usually do, and I really missed it, and I realized, you know what, I'm not going to make appointments during Pradosham time anymore because I love because it's really worth it to spend the time just pouring the milk over and the water over the Shivalinga and chanting Dharnila Kanta Makaral Shivayanama. It's like an energetic bath.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, and see, that's how we can, just what you said, Radha, now that's how we can change our concept of time and how these planets or these divine beings are trying to communicate with us, is that we just can open the door to that or the window to that time frame. And then when we open the door or the window to that time frame, they're already there. It's not like we got a call on them. They're just there. They're standing at the door. You know, hi, great, here's your blessings. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your life and, leave your garbage here. Because you're just like, that's what we're doing is we're exchanging that negative stuff for positive blessings. And we haven't been maybe till this point in time, like you said in the beginning, where you were doing, you were paying attention to Pradosham, but then you didn't feel too much. But then over time, it builds. It's like building the spiritual muscle. You know, you can't just go to the gym and expect, oh, I'm going to go from, overweight and, lethargy and no energy and no muscle memory. And then by the end of my workout, I'm going to be, super ripped and have all this energy and be voluptuous or whatever. It's not going to happen overnight like that. You'll have some energy. You'll start to feel good. Definitely that can happen overnight. But then you have to keep working at it. So Dr. Pillai says the divine will give you some breaks, but then in order for you to keep experiencing the divine, you got to keep calling on the divine. So we're not just doing this with blind faith. And that's the beauty of Vedic astrology. It's a science. And then the Siddha technology, it's a science. So if you've never liked science, we can use it as it's just an experiment in your own life. You just try something, and then if it's benefiting you, then that's great. If it's not benefiting you, there's so many practices now, thousands of techniques, and then meditations and mantras and services that are offered, rituals, remedies. There are just so many. There's a smorgasbord. And because Dr. Pillai knows from the Siddha lineage that at this point in time, during the Kali Yuga, people are going to be really confused and they're going to have ADD. They're going to be attention deficit. They will say, oh, this didn't work. I'm trying it and it's not working. Okay, try this. And then you might go back to it. So, we keep saying that these are the times, this is what the mantra is. But if you are not experiencing it, just keep going. Keep going at it because you will experience a breakthrough with it because the mantra is the being. So the being, don't think the being isn't showing up. They just got a lot of cleanup to do. So they have a lot of cleaning up internally at the soul level that they need to do to help you to understand and have more clarity so that you can understand what it is that you need to do next. So I think I've hammered it home about Pradosham.
Great. Thank you for the reminders.
Oh, it's so great. Thank you, Radha, for giving us the forecast. Is there anything else that we missed or that you wanted to share with us?
No, I think that's it. Just a quick heads up, there's a new moon on Friday, this coming Friday. That's, the time when we can honor the ancestors most easily.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great time to meditate because it's just a really good time for spiritual enlightenment energy and your mind is not as active.
Yeah, so again, there we are. We're starting from today. We're asking Vishnu to connect us with the ancestors. We have all week to do that. We can clean up our karmas from past lives and this life, this whole week. And then the new moon is going to, as it's called, a new moon. It's a fresh, clean slate. So, it's like having a Akashic chalkboard where it's, you just erase everything, and then you can start out and chalk a new storyline. So it's a great week. Yeah. So thanks for those reminders, Radha.
Sure, thank you. And it would be amazing to hear what other people have to share on the call.
Yeah, let's open it up. So if anyone wants to ask a question to Radha, she'll be here to answer. Or myself, or you want to just share your experience, you just press star 6.
Hello, Radha?
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Diana.
Hi, Diana.
Hi.
There's Radha. Okay.
So, Tarita, hello.
Go
ahead.
I just
had a question about Vishnupadi. Do you also hydrate the yantra like you do for Pradosham or not? Just do the mantra?
Yeah,
you could.
Yeah, definitely you can. You can hydrate the Vishnu yantra, if you have one, or a Sudarshana yantra, or a Krishna yantra. Definitely. Or if you have a statue of Lord Vishnu, you can do that.
Okay, so, I have both. I have a yantra for Vishnu, and I have the Radha Krishna statue. So which one would be better?
Both.
Or do both?
Yeah, sure, why not? Get into
and then,
it.
And then ghee lamps?
Yeah, you can offer the ghee lamp. You can offer incense. You can offer some flower petals. You can offer some sweets.
Okay, do the whole thing.
Do the whole thing. I mean, this is your investment, right? It's not a big investment, but the return
right.
could be great.
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Radha, do you have anything else to add to that?
No, that's perfect.
Hi.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, who's this?
This is Livia.
Hey, Livia, how are you?
I am very well, thank you.
Good.
How are you?
Good.
Great. Thanks to both of you. Great call. I have a statue, Krishna's Murti, the statue. So I'm just wondering if I can use Krishna for offering and praying for mantra repetition for the whole ritual.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so Krishna is okay.
Yes.
I was just wondering.
Yes, absolutely.
Right, because there is an evening ceremony for us here, so it's still, because Radha mentioned about 2 p.m. Eastern, I'm Mountain, which is, four Eastern, right, and then for me it is 2 o'clock. So it's all basically all day, right? Like all the way to the evening, because that's when is the ritual in India, right? Yeah.
Radha, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead.
Oh yeah. Okay. I've heard that it's a 9-hour window that's really powerful, you know, but then I've also heard that Dr. Pillai said that you could, if there's a moon phase or something like that present at sunrise during a day, you can continue to celebrate that all day long, even if it might technically end before the end of the day. Is that... have you heard that, Sucharita?
Yeah, I have. So just for today, for clarity, so today you were saying, what time did you say that that Vishnupadi started?
Well, the sun entered Scorpio at 7:25 a.m. Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, really, there's no hard and fast lines in the sky or in the space.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just a calculation that the astrologers can make. But,
okay.
Yeah, definitely. I think we can continue to celebrate Vishnu all day, and it will be powerful. And also, Dr. Pillai is very careful about the timings of these rituals that he has his priests do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I definitely have confidence that they'll time it at the right time.
Yeah, and then also we have an Ekadashi, which is the 11th moon, and that is happening tomorrow, Monday, the 17th, right?
Yes, in North America.
Yeah, so and that's also associated with Vishnu's energy. So if people have missed it and say, for example, they missed this call and or they've missed the emails and they're not paying attention to AstroVet or Apply Center, and then all of a sudden they understand, oh my gosh, I miss Vishnupati, the 9-hour window. They can still tap into the energy of Vishnu, right? On Ekadashi.
Definitely. And actually that might explain why they're having the interactive fire lab for Vishnupati. It'll be like 7 p.m. Pacific time, which that's like 10 p.m. Eastern time. Actually, probably in India where they're doing the ritual, it probably
mm-hmm.
already will be Ekadasi.
Right,
at that
right.
time, even if it's not yet for us, in, if we're in North America.
Yeah, so I guess we could safely say that it, as of now, today, Sunday, and into Monday, you can propitiate Lord Vishnu.
Well, thank you so
does
much.
Does that help, Livia?
Yes, yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, Radha, for clarifying that. Is there anyone else who has anything that they'd like to ask a question about or share about their own experience with their meditations or maybe a program that they're taking through Ply Center or maybe a service that they're doing through AstroVed?
Hi, Sucharita. It's Diana once more.
Yeah, go ahead, Diana.
Hi. You know, I had a question. You were talking about the knotty leaves and the remedies, and I actually had a knotty reading, but it was like about July 2013, and I was not able to go to India for the remedies, although they told me it would be better if I did. And is that something that in the future maybe I should go and redo it myself, or is what they did just sufficient and go on from there or whatever?
Hey, that's a good question, Diana. So you had a knotty leaf reading, and the leaf was identified, and then
yes.
And then they gave you chapters 13 and 14, which are the remedy chapters, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so did you pay for the proxy service to be done on your behalf?
Yes, I did, and I received the Raksha plate.
Okay.
And
yeah.
So I have that. Unfortunately, I never wore it because I'm allergic to metals, and so when I put things on my skin, then I get rashes.
Ah, well, there is a thing that you can do. You know, you can roll it up. You can get creative. You know, you can put it in some sort of pouch and then just put it in a pocket or pin it to your shirt or something like that. But you can also write to Nadi at AstroVed.com and ask them if you can place it on your altar because you do have you have a tendency to get rashes.
Oh, okay. Oh, you know, that's what I did do, so I hope I didn't know I should ask them.
Yeah, well, you can ask them and then just say, what are the alternatives to this?
Oh, okay. But do you think that at some point maybe I should still go and try to do it myself again?
Yeah,
or is
well,
it
you
too, like too far out in, you know, too far gone or whatever?
Well, Dr. Pillai says that once you do the proxy, it does give you some protection. But what you might find, Diana, is that if you do decide to go to India, you might decide to have another knotty leaf. So then you can do those. So then you can do those remedies while you're there.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I've had both done, both ways. I've had it done proxy, and then I've gone, and done it in person.
Yes.
When I had to do it in proxy, I couldn't do it in person.
Right.
So it just didn't work out that time.
Yes.
So I wasn't too stressed out about it. I received the Raksha plate, and then I was, you know, very aware and alert that, you know, I was being protected from during that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But then as we're progressing, because when we get into all these practices, our life is changing so fast. It's like we have these evolutionary jumps. So then we're not the same person as was laid out in that storyline that we were when we went to the naughty. So you might be drawn to get a new naughty. Yeah, and then when you are an idiot.
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah. So you can do it. So don't worry that you didn't do it because 2013, that's already a year gone by, a year and a half, right?
It's a year and a half, uh-huh.
Yeah. So just be assured that you did the right thing to your best ability and that you have the Raksha plate. I would just recommend writing into Nadi at AstroVed.com and then just saying, this is what's going on with me. Do you have any other recommendations? Or can I just leave it on my altar and then light a candle and incense every day?
Okay, well, I like your idea of the next time I can come up with the money to do it, do another one.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's always opportunities, and the divine will call you. Again, it's some people say, oh, I'm going to get my naughty, I'm going to get my naughty, and they don't do it for a long time. I was one of those people. And then I kind of forgot about it. And when I just showed up in India, then there was the naughty reader, and boom, it was happening beyond my control.
Oh, great. So, and I just want to tell you real quick that I got real inspired by you telling us about the Pillai Center fire lab. So I went on to see if it was still available because, you know, a lot of times they're not. And I got signed up, so I'm happy about that.
Oh, great. It's still available. Perfect.
Still available. So anyway, well, thank you very much. I won't take your time further.
Okay. Thanks, Diana. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sucharita.
Yes.
And this is Livia again.
Yes.
Just to regarding the naughty leaves, naughty reading, I had my done a couple of days ago, actually.
Great.
The first round, sort of.
Yeah,
it was very interesting, and I'm not sure how it works, because is it like few sessions or because they said do it again, you know, the next session. I don't know yet when, and so I don't know what to expect or how to prepare.
Well, there's no preparation. So what happens, first of all, is there's the leaf identification process. So what happens is they identify your leaf. Not everybody gets their leaf identified. Most people do, but I have heard lately that some people haven't. So it's a blessing that you got the leaf identified.
It means that it is already identified?
Yeah. So they've identified it. So then what happens is the naughty reader takes your leaf and does the translation of it. So then when you have your next call with them, they will translate chapter 1, which is the general chapter, chapter 13, which is the remedy chapter, for the temples that you need to either do by proxy, get proxy propitiation, or you can go there, or you can do both. You can do proxy and then down the road go there in person. Or like I was mentioning with Diana, you may not. It just might be another reading down the road. And then chapter 14 is the Raksha plate, energization. That's the protective plate that is a deity that's come to help to dissolve away the sins or the mistakes of the past, so that that pattern of behavior can be there, but it's not going to pull you down. So it's just like having congested traffic, and then you know a shortcut or a roundabout way that it can get out of that, those blocks or obstacles.
So I got a little confused about repeatedly, you know, like it change. Does it change this whole thing? Because you mentioned that we might get another one, you know, to get another reading. So I'm not sure why is it changing. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a very common question. And what happens is, for a lot of us who have had multiple naughty readings, is that you'll be going along in life, and then there will be a point in your life that says, okay, you're going to get married and have kids. And then you decide, oh my God, I don't want to get married and have kids. I really don't want to do that. How do I get out of that? So that time period will pass for that strong desire from a previous lifetime to get married and have kids. Or it can delay it down the road, where it's more powerful time for you to get married and have kids. So it's like in life, you make decisions about your life. Maybe you put yourself through school, or you get a job or a career, or you do get married and you get divorced. What happened there? You know, so the life is always changing, or an illness comes out of nowhere, and it puts a big wrench into your the gears of your life, so you completely stop. So the nadi is like that. It will tell you, okay, here's where your energy is, here's where your focus is. But then as you're evolving, you get more clarity and you go, hey, I don't really want to do that at this point right. in time. Then and you so do some remedy. Huh?
Oh, so does it also actually depend on, or is it contingent on the karma clearing, you know, like does it have actually power to clear the karma?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's like, I wouldn't say that is one level of thinking of the nadi and the remedies, is that it gives you insights. Just with insights, information is powerful, isn't it? It's empowering. Right. It gives you more awareness. So then when you know, oh, I've got this deity that's going to be helping me, then you start to pray to that deity and that they really come and help you to get more clarity, to make better decisions, to, you know, you take the steps to clear your karma. So the remedies, the temple remedies, that will clear the karma. But then you take the actual practical steps in your life. So now that this karma is cleared energetically, and then you, you know, you want to avoid something or you want to do something, that will get empowered either way. And then if that time period, because that's what the nadi will do, it will say between the ages of, you know, I don't know how old you are, but I'm just going to say for myself, you know, 52 to 54, this is what's going to happen. Then from 54 to 56, this is what's going to happen. 56 to 58, this is what's going to happen. Now, I want to jump to the age of 64 because that's a better reality for me. All the other stuff in between, no thanks. I know that I'm going to have to touch it, but I don't really want to struggle through 10 more years of whatever. I will do it, but then, you know, that's not going to be too good use of time. So you can compress time by setting your goal and saying, no thanks about the disease that's supposed to come in my way and knock me off financially, mentally, spiritually, relationship-wise, all the rest. So thank you very little. I don't want to do that. So do you really focus your energies on the remedies and just, you know, that's going to be taken care of. That is not going to have a lot of effect on me. Mm. And then it will tell you areas of your life that are going to be, you know, you're going to have delays, but then take it as, okay, this is a time to really do my spiritual practices. If I'm going to be delayed in my material pursuits, then my spiritual practices are going to be what I'm going to focus on. And then what will happen is, because you're putting all your time, money, and energy into your spiritual practices, what will happen is your material will also advance because you're putting a lot of energy into the thing right. that will make you to have an evolutionary jump, get out of slow time.
Mm-hmm.
So and it also the nadi is an initiation. It's an initiation into your higher self, right? It's pulling your higher self, your soul, what your soul was going to express at this point in time. So it acts like an initiation where Guru's grace, because this is all through Baba, Dr. Right. Pillai, his right. grace is saying, I'm going to line you up with the siddhas who wrote about you, and they continue to write about you. So here's what they have to say about you now, and here's what you can do now.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Wow. It blows my mind.
Yeah, it's a pretty powerful. That's why it's not just a preview or like a forecast. It's not like a just something random. It's totally divine. And so if we have awareness that we can totally be divine in every moment of our life, why not get this reading? Yeah. You know, is what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I am just in such a awe and gratitude and very humbling, you know. It's incredible, and it is beyond, really beyond the mind. I tell you, it's like mind cannot even comprehend this, I think.
Yeah, so we kind of need a little...
It's beyond, it's a divine, as you say. It is beyond the limitations.
Well,
but at the same time, it is scientific, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and you signed up for it, Olivia. So
yes. Oh my gosh! Yeah, I mean, it's not an accident. Like a couple of months ago, I was invited to this.
Exactly.
Line.
Exactly.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Any other questions?
Yeah, I have, but I just wait. Maybe someone else has a question, and well, I will.
Okay.
Wait. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And so that's maybe that's what's happening now, is because we're coming to an end of a year, and then we're coming into a new year as per the Gregorian calendar. And sometimes when that happens for many of us, we kind of take an inventory and we say, okay, what have we done in this year? What are we going to do next year? Are we just going to repeat everything we've done, status quo? Or are we going to be a little bit outrageous and grab some information that can be available to us from our higher self, our divine self, that evolved part of us that says, hey, jump out of slow time, avoid this, do that, this will be beneficial for you. Heads up for this. Gosh, that is just totally out of, as Olivia said, it just blows your mind that that is available. But then you have to pat yourself on the back too and say, hey, you went for it. You know, on some level, your soul was ready to hear it and then to just go for it. And whether anyone else does it, it doesn't matter. Because what really matters at the end of the day is that you've done your best to be the best person that you can be, and to, as Radha shared, to uplift others through being charitable, through charitable acts, or to do just something beyond your own struggle in life. You know, when the divine decides to descend and take over the life, it doesn't have to be a struggle. And then your struggle may be that, oh, I'm just not helping enough people. Mm-hmm. And then you call the divine in for that, and then there's higher readings. As I mentioned before, there's advisory services. You can have a Hanuman Das reading. You can have a Vishnu Mayi reading. There's lots of different things that you can look into, an astrology reading. Just a live astrology consultation will, on a monthly basis, will guide you through a whole year, and you'll be a completely different person because you'll have a heads up on what's lying ahead. And that investment will be such a tremendous value for you because you will have seen month to month how you've transformed. So whether you do that in any of those programs, that's your decision. But it definitely is there for you to do. So the Nadi is an initiation, Vishnu Mayi reading is a angel reading, they call it, is also an initiation. The Vedic astrology consultations are initiations because they're calling on the planets, they're calling on the divine beings to help you to understand and get more clarity about how to navigate in your life according to what you decided to come and play out. So it is divine, it's so sacred, and it's so special, and yet so like, yeah, I knew this was going to happen, because it resonates with you. And then you just start to use it as a tool in your life to help you to navigate in a more beneficial and more fulfilling, more rewarding way. Anyone else have anything to share? Ask a question about? Okay. Well, Olivia, did you want to... Oops, who's this?
Oh, hi, Sucharita. It's Anushka.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. I just wanted to share that I'm still doing the blue light clearing meditation, Kaipur, Samhara, Panchandra, Skandaya, and still doing that every morning, and it really makes a big difference to do that, wake up and do that clearing every morning.
Okay.
Yeah, so just wanted to share. Yeah, what you teach works. Yes, it does. You have to kind of hang in there and keep doing it.
Yeah, so you're talking about the Tripura Samhara Prachanda Skandaya Namaha? You're talking about that?
Yeah, with the blue light meditation that you gave back at the end of May.
Okay.
Yeah. And it really makes a big difference to start the day, kind of clear everything out, get that blue light circulating. Yeah, I really notice a big difference over time. It's not, I notice a little shift on a daily basis, but the results over time are what really are significant.
Great. Well, it's good to hear that it's happening for you and that you're feeling that clean slate.
Yeah, I am. And the other thing that I'm still doing on a regular basis is the light body meditation that Dr. Poole gave back in April. I'm still doing that on a regular basis. And that's really huge also to, do whatever, in my opinion, besides carpet on those are, at least for me, three really critical meditations or practices to be doing because you want to clear things out, invoke the blessings of the, of your ancestors and get that light body energy going for you and start, increasingly experiencing myself as a light body that inhabits a physical body rather than the other way around. So sticking with that really makes a difference too.
Oh, great. How is that showing up for you, Anushka?
Recently I would say my heart's opened up a lot. I'm much more present without really thinking about it. My internal dialogue has quieted considerably. It seems like not instant manifesting, but it does seem like manifesting is getting easier for me. I'm just more present and open when I'm with people. My interactions with people have really improved.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and in turn, my vision of what's possible for me in my life has really opened up, too.
Fabulous.
Yeah, what I'm capable of and not just like as a concept, but like in a feeling state. It's before it was like there was kind of a distance between me and the life I envisioned for myself, and now I'm really starting to feel it, like it's happening now.
Great.
And I would really have to attribute a lot of that. I mean, part of it, the midbrain thing too, but that kind of, the midbrain kind of goes hand in hand with the light body practice, I feel. Don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So between those two things, using my brain differently, really feeling myself as a light body, Oh, and something else that just recently happened in the last few days is I started to experience myself as part of a light network. So I'm not just like experiencing myself as a light body, but as a light body that's part of a big network that surrounds the planet. And so that's, so I feel connected in a way I wasn't before. I mean, it's not that I felt disconnected before, it's just I feel a deeper sense of connection.
That's great.
So that's great.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, just, you know, I always wish I could do more, but, you know, like you always say, just kind of keep putting one foot in front of the other and do what you can do and, you know, kind of go with the flow. It opens up over time, I think, to do more. And if you sit there worrying about what you're not doing, then you could be spending that time doing something, even if it's just quietly chanting a mantra in your head or, you know, just smiling at people.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So whenever I start to go into worry about what I'm not doing, I could be spending this moment actually doing something productive, even if it's something small. And it's better to do something small that's productive than you know, give a moment energy to worrying about what I'm not doing.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you, and I really appreciate your sharing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I feel it's every once in a while, and I know it helps if us students chime in with a testimonial, so I want to make sure and do that.
Great.
Especially for new people on the call, you know, they know, wow, gee, if I do this, I could actually see the same results that person saw. So that's why I like to give a testimonial once in a while.
Well, thank you so much, Nanushka.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Okay, take care. Have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Is there anyone else who has a question or would like to share a comment?
So may I ask my question now?
Yeah, Olivia. Go ahead.
Well, I would like a clarification, Sucharita, about light body versus timeline jumping, because I remember you mentioned that timeline jumping is kind of a version of a light body. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure, because I completed level one light body and I got invitation for level two. Mm-hmm. And then I reviewed, they gave me, you know, the summary of what is included in level two. But then I am also in timeline jumping now.
Yeah. So I thought, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the light body that you're talking about, the light body activation level one, level two, and then level three is coming out as well. That was last year's formal light body program. So that was broken down into different parts, different levels. So it was affordable for people, and also it, because Dr. Pillai had introduced it in the full year program, the team created a program that was more precise and concise, having already gone through a live program, then it went into a self-study. And then those were just the highlights, the most important, the most juiciest parts of that program were put into level one, level two, light body activation. And then so on it will go until that program is complete. or has been translated into mini programs, or they called it last year mini programs. Now they're calling it light body activation. So that was last year's major formal light body full year program that cost thousands, and then it was put into the different levels. The timeline jumping is part of this year's full light body thousands of dollars program. That is the first component of the program, which was the timeline jumping. Does that make sense?
Yes and no.
Both are light body programs. One is from the last year's full year program. And the timeline jumping is, yes. And this timeline jumping is the first part of this year's full year or 12-month light body program.
Oh, okay. So now it makes more sense. All right. So basically timeline jumping is sort of a kind of summary of the year-long or version, you say?
It's the first part of the year-long program for this year, of the light body program.
Light body. Okay, great. And then what about the light body? Because they are listed as separate things on the website.
Yeah. Those were from last year's light body program that was the full year light body program. And it's been broken down into light body activation 1, light body activation 2, 3, and so on.
So this 1, 2, 3, 4 are kind of the mini version of the year, the whole year?
Yeah, they used to call it mini light body program, but then people said, will I get a mini light body or will I get a big light body? So we changed the name.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So then basically, I'm not sure how to do this and what shall I do, because
there's no hard and fast rules. What we've recommended for people, and this is something that has been a problem, it has been maybe not a problem but an issue, it overwhelms people. What do I do? How, you know, am I going to miss out? You'll know. You know, I've done so many programs with Dr. Pillai over so many years. And then what will happen is I'll revisit them. So I'll do the program in that time that I've signed up for it. Just as you would go to university and you would take a program that's kind of a baseline program or maybe more advanced program, but it's along the same lines as what you've done, in what you will have done over your whole period of time in your higher studies. So you'll take the program, and then you have to move on. You have to do your next program. You might visit some of the concepts in the program prior to that, right? So it doesn't mean that you'll never do it again, but you might revisit because you kind of like the way it was laid out or you enjoyed that experience prior to. Or you might just say, hey, I'm done with that program. That was first year. I'm in second year now, or third year, or fourth year, whatever. So you'll... You know, you can do the program to your best ability in these self-study or evergreens, as they're called programs, where you're doing it by yourself. You can do it, you can take as long as you want. So if it says this week you should be doing this and you want to stay on the week one for 2 weeks, go ahead. Then you go on to week three and you say, okay, I breezed by that one. And then you go into week four and all of a sudden you're staying on week four and you're going to, you know, do it for 4 or 5 weeks. You really enjoyed it. And then you're getting more out of it. So, again, there are no hard and fast rules of how you want to mix and match your program. Just know inside of yourself that it's there. I have all the logins, and sometimes I'll just say, okay, what do I need to really focus on today? And I will just log into that program, right?
Right. And I guess it's my question would be more like, are there overlaps? Like, you know what I mean? Like, is
for the, sure there are.
You know,
for
like
sure
light body and timeline jumping. Is it like overlap thing? There are overlaps, or
Is it different?
Well, there's, okay, for example, Dr. Pillai introduced me to root prune roti 20 years ago. Now, 20 years ago, I had a completely different experience. Mm-hmm. And then every year since then, he's had some version of it over the past 20 years. So what is that telling me? Well, it's telling me that I have a different understanding of it because I'm a different person than I was last year, last month, yesterday, right? So, again, if you have a practice and you have, say, for example, you start in the morning, you say, okay, I'm going to do a practice in the morning for 20 minutes. I'm going to just dedicate 20 minutes in the morning. You can do any practice that you want, and that's fine. And then in the evening, you can do another. And then in between, you can do parts of those programs. So if you're doing two or three programs at once, because you started out with one program and then you finished it after the time period, which was, I don't know, 4 weeks or 8 weeks, depending on what the program, how the length of time that they recommend. But you'd liked some parts of those programs. There is going to be a bit of an overlap because it's like with anything in life, those become key components of that program or of, if you're activating your light body, you want to keep activating it. You want to keep doing foundational techniques. But then after a while, you say, well, I don't need to do that so much. I can revisit it, but I really want to focus on the new things coming in.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sucharita. And I just, like, this little thing, I wanted to say that.
Yeah.
I guess to say that it really works. Like, I'm trying to really remember every top of every hour and repeat Udhyamo Bhairava. And it's sometimes, you know, I miss it, but I was surprised, like, you know, it just tells me, divine tells me, okay, this is the hour, you know, the top of the hour, and I look at the clock and, oh, okay, Udhyamo Bhairava, Udhyamo. And, you know, I noticed, oh my gosh, like my day is different, you know, I can't believe how things are shifting and I feel way more organized and get things done, you know.
Ah, great.
Quite exciting. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that. I love that, really, these mantras, and they really work. So, thank you.
Well, thank you so much for sharing, and thank you for being persistent and asking your questions.
Thank you so much, Charita.
All right. Have a great week.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, it's so amazing, you know, when you think, oh, my God, all this timeline jumping, I got to pay attention every hour. And really, as Olivia said, and as many of us have experienced, and then especially people who have the horror watches where you'll hear every hour Dr. Pillai saying, Om, Shani Jaraya Namaha, whatever the mantra is, you'll know that the hour has changed. But then if you don't have the horror watch or the other apps that are available to help you with your time management, then there will be this energy inside of you that comes in and says, okay, this is the energy that you want to tap into. It's not the energy of slow time. It's an energy of miracles are going to happen. So as Dr. Pillai had said, you know, we put our best foot forward. And then the divine will come in and take 1,000 steps towards us and help us to enjoy a different kind of time management, a different experience of life within that time frame. So I invite everybody to, consider doing the timeline jumping course. Never before has it been so organized. We've been, Radha can attest to it too, we've been working on it for years and years and years with Dr. Pillai to put it out to people that it can be really transformative. And it's been a work in progress and continues to be because the divine is never ending. The intelligence that comes in never ends. So there's more and more intelligent ways of communicating with people. And then Dr. Pillai puts out these products, puts out these services, puts out these programs to kind of create a structure in this moment in time that will work for us. It may be good and that may be the best, or it may get better. But because we are continually moving, time is going by, but the energy that's available is becoming more supercharged. And then it becomes available. It starts to speak to us in a whole different way that's beyond the mind. So then your experience of the days, as Livia said, is so different than it has been in the past. And that's what gets to be more enjoying and more fulfilling, more rewarding. Even when you go through tough times, you go, okay, I know this is just a glitch in the matrix. I know I'm just in a funky mood. I know that this time too shall pass and it won't have to drag out. Even if it is Saturn going into my house of obstacles and delays, I can say, all right, you got to do your job, but I'm going to do my job on my end. I'm going to take action on my end and invite other planets to help me out. Yay! You know, so it's don't look at astrology as doom and gloom. Look at it as, hey, what can I do with this? And Radha has really given us a great outlook for the next 30 days, the next week, and then we'll meet next week as well, next weekend as well, and see how everything went for everyone this week. And then we'll start with a fresh, clean slate with a new moon going into the full moon. So to this week is like cleanup. If you're not in an exercise regime or you don't have a routine happening, or some sort of exercise discipline happening, then think about it. Put it into place. Just walking is a good start. All right. Well, thanks so much. We've come to, well over the two-hour mark. It's always a pleasure. Time flies when we're having fun. Thanks so much, Radha, our Vedic astrologer for Sundays with Sucharita, for outlining all the time energies ahead. Starting with today, so everybody can do Om Namo Narayanai or some version of propitiating Lord Vishnu. Jump on to PillaiCenter.com. They still have the service available. Or AstroVed.com also has services available that will be going on in India and be done by the Vedic specialists. So if you don't trust yourself or you don't really know or you don't figure that whatever you're doing is going to do anything, then it's a good investment. To allow the Vedic astrologers to do it, the Vedic specialists to do it on your behalf. And then when you do your thing at home, you know, your mantra practice or Abhishekam, whatever it is that we've discussed with the other members here today, you'll start to feel this energy rush come in. You'll just like, whoa, okay, I get it. So it's a science. So the science is that you do something and you get a result from doing that thing. Now, the result can vary. So you have to be your own observer. And then you have to tweak the experiment and then get the results that you want to see. So you can just say, okay, well, this time I just chanted and I got some result. What if I participate in a program, get more energy coming in, more understanding, more connection to that being? Or a service that you tap into where you open the door. Ooh, there he is. Hello. I'll just dump all my crap here and then I'll take some blessings. It's as easy as that. That's how Dr. Pillai has shared with us over the years that these secrets have been kind of kept secret by so many people who have held them. But now he's saying, hey, this is a time for the golden age and these secrets should be out to those souls who are prepared to receive it and will use it in a very divine way, will appreciate the gifts and then share the gifts with others. So enjoy the rest of your week. Radha, do you have anything to share as we close? I don't know if you're still there.
No, I don't have anything else to share. Thank you. That was wonderful. I really enjoyed the call.
Oh, well, thank you, Radha, and really appreciate it. And you'll send out the highlights of the talk that you did today, and people can receive it in the email, right?
Yes, and I think it'll be posted to the blog, too, even, and there'll be a link to those Ganesha videos, which are really great.
Oh, yes, fabulous. Thanks for reminding me again about Ganesha. Ganesha is just like, he's so, I don't know what your experience is, but you just have to say Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha, and things just start to clear, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's so easy to propitiate.
It's amazing. He's so available to us.
Yeah. So that's good. So everybody look into that, as Radha had shared about the Ganesha videos that are available on Play Center. Grab them. They're just life-transforming. All right, everyone. God bless. Thanks again, Radha. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks.